It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA released their March crop production supply and demand estimates. This report usually doesn't hold a lot of new news to the marketplace, as USDA usually doesn't want to steal their thunder from their end-of-the-month reports. But for corn, it came in with very little news. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about those numbers.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
In their March crop production supply and demand estimate, USDA made no changes to the corn numbers. They virtually left all of the 2023 numbers unchanged and all of the 2024 numbers unchanged. That meant that stocks continued to remain at 1.54 billion bushels, which was 33 million bushels above expectations. The trade was looking for USDA to come in and increase exports for corn because of our strong pace that we've been seeing. And also there wasn't some concern that maybe they would come in and increase ethanol production. But because of the looming tariffs, they maybe took a little bit of a conservative route, and we are going to wait to see just what the tariff implications could be for corn moving forward. Now, looking at it, it does look like we're going to see at least China backing off and not importing as much corn, as their corn imports dropped by 2 million metric ton. Looking at them, as far as the world numbers were concerned, world stocks came in at 288.9 million metric ton. That was down 1 from expectations and 1.4 from the previous month. But then you look at it for Brazil and Argentina's production. Brazil's corn production was left unchanged at 126, while Argentina's was left unchanged at 50 million metric ton. That was 1.3 million metric ton above expectations. As I mentioned, China's imports were dropped by 2 million metric ton to 8. As far as some of the other countries, South Africa's production was dropped by 1 million metric ton. Russia's was increased by 750,000 metric ton. Ukraine's was increased by 300,000 metric ton. But Mexico's was dropped by 400,000 metric ton. So overall, like you said, this report was kind of a non-event as far as corn was concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.